Suck my dick.
Suck my dick tonight.
Oh, my dick is small.
I don't want to eat you until you suck my dick.
I won't eat your pussy
until you suck my dick. And you better believe I'm timing it on my Apple Watch. You are not getting a second more.
Suck my dick tonight. I won't eat your pussy if it smells
just
bad.
Just one of those like Kellogg's stopwatches that came in the cereal box.
You've had it for 25 years.
I got this when I was a child. It says the 1996 Olympics on it.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Nice to see you, everybody. How's your day been?
We're assuming this is... All the people that resubscribed to the Patreon after our month off, and now it's okay. You can sign back up. You can go ahead and sign back up. I know you're doing. You're probably playing a funny little game where you're like, "Oh, I'll steal the show."
Yeah,
but okay.
Listen,
you've had your laugh.
You've had your fun. No, dude, don't capitulate with these motherfuckers. We got the gun to their heads. We'll stop the show. You motherfuckers don't get that. You're playing fucking chicken. Mm-hmm. We want to get run
over.
Yeah,
this bus needs to run above $100,000 a month. Yeah. Otherwise,
it's speed, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm fucking Dennis Hopper. Pop quiz hotshot.
Pop quiz fuckers. You want to go back to talking to your family?
Dude,
no.
Honestly, I thought when we started making 10 grand a month, I was like, that's more than enough, and I was humble.
Yes.
But now that I know that Tim Dillon makes 170...
Tim Dillon's a billionaire.
He makes $170,000 by himself. That producer gets paid in cum.
Absolutely.
He gets paid in... He gets
in diabetic
cum.
Right, cum that tastes like Krispy Kreme donuts.
He goes right back to his dog crate after the show.
He gets paid in dinners at Peter Luger in French maid outfits to wear around Tim's Palm Springs mansion. Now that I know that Tim's...
I can't even see your balls.
What the hell is fascist Tim Dillon even saying on that show? Anyways, the vaccines are made by Jews. And Joe Rogan is a medical doctor.
That's right.
My hero, Joe Rogan. I always agree with because I'm a right wing grifter. And he doesn't deserve that money. Socialist shows like this.
This
is the kind of stuff that... And the reason we don't make as much money as him is because we're working class heroes.
We're working
class. That's right, and he's a chud.
In terms of podcasters, we're fucking blue collar.
We are compared to
Joe Rogan and Jay.
I'm Ron White the good one. Yeah.
No, I'm Ron White.
No, and I'm anyone, Ron White the good one.
I'm smoking a cigar. I'm talking about eating pussy. You're Jeff Foxworthy. No, Nick's Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, he looks like...
You're Bill Engvall. The one who sucks.
No, does he... is. No, Larry. I'm Larry.
You're not Larry. You're not famous
enough.
Adam
Friedland is a character.
No, you're none
of them. That's a good idea.
And then in real life, I'm Dan Whitney.
No, who you are is who's the guy? Remember on the Torgasm, there was Robert Kelly, Dane Cook, and then who was the younger guy?
No, there's also Gary Coleman.
Gary Goldman, but the younger guy.
Gary Coleman.
Jay, what's his name?
Oh yeah. Fuck. I know exactly. What you're
it's funny because I'm like the younger guy that was new and sucked, and he's probably been doing comedy like 4 years longer than I have.
Yeah.
And I've been doing comedy for now 30.
Yeah, he's probably 36.
No, he's older than you.
37
for sure.
Years.
Like I think he just looked younger. I think Bobby told me they were like like they all knew each other.
Yeah.
Jay
yeah.
something, you're right.
It was
but
funny
because
I remember
guy.
Bobby Kelly was the old guy on that show back then.
And Bobby was in his fucking rock and roll goatee, fucking... he was in his fucking Affliction t-shirt
days.
He
looked cool.
He had those fucking dragon shirts and shit.
Instead of his era now, which is the even fatter, somehow even balder... glasses from the lady from the Gap commercials.
Yeah. He's in his Bobby Kelly in the Island of Dr. Moreau phase right now.
Yeah.
Let's get him a little white ash.
Island of Dr. Lenscrafters.
He does have some old Jewish lady glasses.
What are those
sure.
glasses?
He likes to throw them out every once in a while.
He looks like an Italian.
He does. I think he is part Italian.
He looks like
ethnically speaking.
One of those like old those mid 60s kind of Italian.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where grandmas and grandpas had the same exact glasses.
Yeah, I'm reaching for a reference here, so sorry for taking shots and it doesn't really amount to anything other than nice glasses, dickhead.
Nice glasses.
Nice fucking glasses.
You fat piece of shit that helped both of us pretty nicely.
Yeah, and it's still friendly to me.
And I still love and cherish.
Yeah.
And I'll always be grateful for.
who I will continue to make plans with and not follow through.
Damn, I got to go up to Westchester.
The thing is it's a pain in the ass.
And not that bad from Queens, honestly.
And then you go up there.
Yeah,
and
you're right next to the bridge.
Right next to the bridge.
Yeah.
Up there in 40 minutes with no traffic.
Yeah.
You know Although, what? You I know did what? Have, I'm going to call Bobby after this.
I had a couple of nice drives up to Bear Mountain. You know what I'll do? We should all plan to meet at Bear Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And either have a pig that's roasted.
Oh, my God. That would be sick.
Or like
Dude.
A...
Crispy-ass
like
pig roast
skin. A fucking
skin?
Moon bounce that's Madonna. Filled with weed smoke.
That's and Snoop Dogg
and
is in there.
You keep your damn... No, it's inflated with weed smoke.
Oh, the whole thing is
and
weed
you
smoke?
You wear your shoes in it, and then it fucking your shoes make little cuts, and you get smoked up in the castle.
Oh, that's sick,
wow.
dude.
So cool.
And it's
Shit.
Called the Lords of... Dogtown.
The Z Boys, dude.
Lords of Snoop Dogg.
The Lords of Snoop Town.
Yeah.
We should go to Bear. Listen, I know you guys are like, well, finally they stopped pre-recording episodes. Here's what I'm saying, guys. Mm. We go up to Bear Mountain for a couple days. We bang out, fuck it. What month is it now? September? We
bang out the rest of 2021.
We bang out at least September, October. We stay up. We look at some mountains. We fucking record outdoors. You know what I'm saying?
Nick gets really into chopping wood.
I want to get into chopping wood.
Chopping wood's great exercise.
I want to do that.
Good for your lats.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you both get into it.
Yeah.
I get really into making pies and putting them on windows.
You can get guess what? You can get out.
I'm getting to
it. Get out of the picture.
That's true.
How about that?
What do you mean?
You can go on a separate vacation to back to fucking Paris or wherever the hell
you
go
back to Paris. I was only in Paris for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I was on a beach vacation.
They were like, you can't be here. The country is too gay with you here.
Yeah, it's true.
You are throwing off our gay levels.
Like, we only have one T-cell left, and you cannot have it. I know you have come to try and...
The whole country of France splits one T-cell.
We have one T-cell that we take turns putting on toast. And then you take a bite and you spit it out.
We
for the
all...
next.
Yeah,
the next person has toast with T-cell.
I gotta say, I encountered like 3 or 4... In the 2 weeks I was there, anti-vaccine protests, because they love protesting over there.
Well, they're anti-vaccine passport.
They're anti-pass sanitaire. Yeah, but they're like, they're guys that aren't getting the vaccine.
Sure, but the main problem is France is that you're not allowed to like go to a fucking grocery store if you don't have the vaccine.
Oh, really?
You can't go. Yeah, you can't go anywhere in public. Basically. Yeah. No. You have to get the vaccine or get tested within 2 days. Or
to go to the fucking grocery store?
Yeah.
To go anywhere in public.
That's wild.
It's pretty oppressive. But
that's fucked.
When you watch
that's fucked that I'm pro-vax.
Yeah, it's funny. There was a guy, there was a video of like a woman trying to go in a grocery store and this like huge fucking African dude is like doing MMA on her. He's like fucking throwing it on the ground. And he's like, boo, 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 coco, papa, you know, whatever. Like the African version of French.
Of course.
Yeah, but it's just funny because
le coco banana. No. Le coco banana.
Okay.
That's just
they say other stuff. They don't just say coconut
le
and banana.
Banana.
But because they're French, they're so dramatic. So
they love
like,
blowing
they're
shit,
making
like,
everything into the French Revolution, every protest. Mm-hmm. So they're like, liberté, like, égalité.
I had a French waiter. I wanted to ask him, has anyone ever told you remind them of the candle from Beauty and the Beast?
That's awesome.
You can say that to any French
that
person.
That would have sunned him.
Yeah. Would it?
No, he wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah, they
suck
wouldn't get
my dick
it.
And balls.
I am fucking gay.
I am fucking gay. A tale as old as time. My dick is getting sucked. Fuck me in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So. Do you guys like Beauty and the Beast when you were kids?
No, it was a girl one.
Yeah, I don't think I was.
Lion King, that's for guys.
Yeah. Lion King was
Lion
Aladdin.
King,
was,
Lion King
Aladdin? Was the most certified
that's
banger.
Lion,
the
Lion,
the
fellas. Lion King was for everybody. That was the Obama of Disney.
It was the Obama of Disney movies.
And it's more than Obama is the lion, the Simba of presidents. If you wanted to start off with an analogy everyone agrees with and then slowly make it worse until everyone hops off board whatever you're saying.
Right.
And they're like, this became way more racist.
In a couple iterations, it was set in Africa, so it's the Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what we mean is it's got the most like approval.
Simba, Obama, both have a bone through their nose.
That's not. I don't believe I don't Simba or Obama has a bone through their nose.
Remembering it a little bit differently.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Well, who's you know, they should redo the Lion
King. Were you getting those emails? Did you have any like conservative family members sending you the Obama bone through his nose or all the like witch doctor emails in like 2000?
No, my family's all Greek. They don't even know English.
They said Michelle was a trans. I love that.
They love that one
because her arms are too strong.
Yeah.
She's a trans Black Panther. That's what I said about her.
And look, yeah. Just because she's a take charge woman doesn't mean she's
I
trans.
I saw a tweet from a guy that was like, Dr. Jill's a fake doctor and Michelle is a man. They ain't got nothing on Melania.
I don't even want to get pussy from the president's wife
anymore.
It's the
funniest thing to go after the first lady because it's like, yeah. Who gives a shit? Especially if you're like, if you're like a Trump guy and your whole thing is like, women should be at home.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck do you care? And then to defend Melania and be like, she's one of the greatest models of all time.
Yeah, she's one of the top.
She's really good at fucking making flowers or whatever.
I beat off to her, to those pictures or whatever. Mm-hmm. You guys remember those?
Did
from like,
where
from
you
like
saw
Yugoslavian FHM or whatever?
Yeah, we're like, didn't Ted Cruz leak her nudes?
No, those were out there. I remember seeing
those
back in the day.
I think they came out during
the
primary.
Nah, they were really out there.
She's perf, dude. I'd smash.
I mean, I'd smash. She's not perf.
She's fine.
She's a regular ass fucking.
I'd let her be mean.
Slavic type of bitch, dude, with that mean face.
Soulless, yeah. Anyway.
That's not really my cup of tea.
Do you see the new Trump picks that dropped this week?
I like a kinder face. What's that?
Do you see the new Trump picks that dropped this
week? Yeah, he's looking good.
She looks incredible.
Yeah, she's glowing.
Good for her. Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the pictures.
He looks great. He looks awesome.
I mean, it looks edited.
I've been
it
pretty checked out.
It looks very Facetuned.
All I did
but
see,
better than Callista, whatever the fuck her name is.
The only thing I've seen
Gingrich.
This week is now the
that
entirety.
That bitch fucking does not know how to Facetune.
The entirety of the media just being like, Joe Biden needs to shut up about his dead son.
Yeah.
It's just very funny.
Dude, they're turning
he's too
on
powerful.
Him. They're
dude.
Turning on him.
He's too powerful.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm sleepy pilled.
My man is fucking.
I love sleepy.
When he snoozed at that Israel meeting, I was like, hats
he
off.
He fell
brother.
Asleep to Israel. Mm-hmm. He like said, fuck you, and got out of Afghanistan. Yep. He rocks, man.
Yeah. Biden's the guy, dude.
They just need to let my man cook a little bit more and do more interviews.
Need to see him talk more.
I just want to see him talk more.
I need a couple more fucking. What was that guy's
Corn
name?
Pops?
Corn Pop moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. We found out how cool, how fun it is when your president has dementia to hear him talk constantly.
Yeah, it's
that
so
was
cool.
The Trump move. Let's get Joe out there, dude. For fucking comedy's sake, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. We'll just have to wait till the rematch. Because you know they're not running Kamala. You know it's about to be Joey.
I hope he lets it
Joey versus Don, number two.
I hope that he lets it slip that the FBI was running a giant child pornography server out of Building 7. I hope that that's come this week. FIB has a guy. They were selling naked pictures of children out of the World Trade Center.
He's declassifying all the 9/11 docs on the Saudi involvement in 9/11.
All the 9/11 documentaries are now
he's
legal to watch.
Yeah. Now it's legal to watch
you no longer
Loose Change.
You have to worry about being in prison for downloading Loose Change. Mm-hmm. Damn, dude. Yeah. I mean, I could see Joe leaking a bunch of pedophile stuff because I don't believe he's a. I think he's more of a traditional 1960s style pedophile where to them a 16-year-old was a grown
up. Sort of like a David Bowie.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a Bob Dylan type.
A Bob Dylan pedophile. No,
the accusations against Bob Dylan are worse.
Not a fucking.
She was 12.
Really?
That's what they say.
But fucking David Bowie and then the other one, they fucked a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
David
Jimmy
Bowie
Page.
And Jimmy Page shared. Like
they were in a love triangle
a
with a child.
14-year-old girlfriend.
Two grown men.
Was stolen from her parents. Her parents were like trying to find her.
Jesus. And, they literally sex trafficked a baby.
Yeah, Jimmy Page had her like locked in a castle in fucking Scotland or some
Damn.
Shit.
That's pretty fucked up.
Dude, that's what all those fucking sick Lord of the Rings songs can buy you is a 14-year-old.
When you get some pussy from a child.
Epstein wasn't really a story. It's not because of some weird global conspiracy of elites. It's that all boomers are pedophiles.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All of them back in the 60s were raping children.
And then the feminists took the kids away.
Well, no, not all of them. The cool ones. That's the thing.
Yeah, the badass.
They were probably fucking losers. They were like, I wish I could fucking... They just didn't have the sauce to fuck 16-year-olds.
Yeah, just swagless.
They just missed out.
Curved.
Curved and fucking outside of a junior high.
I'm sorry.
The NYU guy with the weird body.
Yeah, yeah. I played trombone and couldn't get pussy from a child.
Here. I saw a little girl's pussy in 1967. Bob Dylan showed me a picture of a little girl's pussy that basically makes me Jeffrey Epstein or Alan Dershowitz, and you have the audacity to be homeless in front of a school I don't even go to.
God, that guy was so fucking awesome.
He is the best.
That body, his whole vibe.
Dude, yeah. How could
it feel awesome to slap him?
The body is the funniest because it's like, from what I can tell, it's not a disease. He's just a Jewish person.
He's just disappearing
to the max.
He's just
a Jewish man.
Yeah. It looks like his head comes off his body. He looks like a Beetlejuice type guy.
His belt is around his armpits. It's insane proportions.
He looks melted and fucked up.
Also, the best part of that video is just the black bodega shopping bag that he's swinging around as a weapon. That's such a great detail.
Yeah. So anyway, I think Biden is that style of pedophile, not global conspiracy, lock him up, have him on an island, Bill Clinton style pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's
more of a 57 Chevy type.
Exactly.
Pedophile.
He's just, the times have changed on him.
I mean, it's,
and that's why I think
Joe
he might,
and Jill Biden. Can you imagine a more sort of Norman
Joe and
Rockwell
Jill.
Americana
style of going down to the
soda jerk.
Yeah, going to drive-in movie and then you share an 8-year-old.
No. Again, 14-year-old.
8-year-old
is Clinton territory. Come on. That's what I'm saying. He's less of a pedophile,
something new.
We're going to try and fuck
a
baby.
We got a baby. We're going to fuck.
We're going to put the toe, its legs and Hillary's pussy in its mouth on my dick.
Hillary. We're going to fuck a baby.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I got a surprise.
Oh, that was a surprise.
I got a surprise.
Surprise.
That is such a great, him just trying to spice the marriage up. Yeah. He's like, I know we haven't been seen eye to eye.
Well, it was like after the defeat.
Yes.
He's coming in. Surprise.
yes, that's right.
Just a large pizza and an infant. She's got the lights off in the bedroom. I don't want to see anybody right now. Is that a baby?
That's right.
Okay, so let's actually talk this through. What do you think they're actually doing sexually to each their own right now? Bill is probably fucking trafficked Ukrainian teenagers.
I think Hillary's probably sexless. She's sort of a...
She seems asexual.
But don't you think she was
Queen Elizabeth type.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she
Huda.
Huda, yeah. No, not... Was that her name?
Yeah, Huda... Huda...
Huda and the Blowfish?
Not
her name.
It is,
Anthony Wiener's...
Hootie dot dirty diaper.
That is not it. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but that's not it for sure.
Star Wars robot is Indian named R2-D2. Okay. And he's like, oh, boop, boop,
like, boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop,
okay, I was not with it until the voice. And when I started thinking of the voice, I was, I've been won over.
just plugged into the back of Luke Skywalker's spaceship. R2.
Okay, R2, we'll take the bridge. If you say
what do you
so.
Mean you don't want to fly to Brooklyn? It's your job.
Legally, you have to take me there.
You have to. You can just drive for Lyft if you don't want to do it. That's the whole point of taking a yellow cab, R2-Datu.
I could have taken an Uber, you piece of shit. I'm back on the yellow cab lifestyle, though, for real.
I've always been.
Yeah, the fucking Lyfts and Ubers can suck my little prick.
They can, dude. But those motherfuckers need to drive to Brooklyn.
I'm with you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they started doing that shit again.
I know, it's so fucking
It's as bad as it's like...
Queens, Astoria is sometimes bad too, dude.
Dude, I had five cabs in a row. And the first couple, it's like, I get it. You know, I'm like, I'll let them know I'm going to Brooklyn. But if I get three cabs in a row where they're just like, oh, no, I can't, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'll just lie to them and be like, yeah, I got to go downtown. Then once you're in the cab, I'm like, I got to go to Brooklyn. And then if they're like, oh, you can't, you know, I'm like, all right, well, I'll just call 311 and give them your medallion number.
Yeah. How's that?
Yeah.
I have a gun, you fucking motherfucker. Yeah. Take me to Brooklyn.
And then you're going straight to Gitmo.
Yeah. I'm going to say I've got a
terrorist
vibe. I'm going
to send
your
ass to Gitmo.
fuck, dude. Yeah. What was I going to say? I don't fucking know.
I'd like to Gitmo pussy if you
know. Yeah, absolutely.
You're telling me, brother.
This is Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're sending a terrorist to Gitmo. Well, so they can Gitmo pussy. Joe Biden wants to send all the Taliban to Gitmo so they can Gitmo pussy. Wow. Now that the
You think they secretly got pussy at Gitmo? I don't think so.
And there's still guys there.
Yeah, it's still over.
There's still like Taliban guys in prison in Gitmo as the rest of them take over Afghanistan.
Dude, how pissed would you be?
You gotta be fucking
pissed. So,
how pissed would you be if you saw that video of them at the fucking bumper cars?
Or at the gym?
And you're like, what the fuck?
Using all the equipment wrong at the gym?
The gym video is the best one.
There's another one of them like fucking like butting somebody in the face with a rifle for playing Cardi B at like a market.
So
yeah, you're not allowed to play music.
Yeah, they're against music.
How the fuck are you allowed to?
Hopefully that'll be good for podcasts, though.
That's true. Yeah. Our numbers might go way up in
Afghanistan. We got to figure out how to market ourselves to Taliban in Afghanistan.
That's true.
Yeah,
we're anti-Jew. Yeah. That's good. That's a good first step.
We got to stop playing songs on the podcast.
There is that CNN
and that's
bitch.
That's been real fun.
That CNN bitch, she just walks around in broad daylight over there, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Clarissa Tard, I think her name
Clarissa is. Explains it all.
Yeah.
Clarissa Tard.
I think that's her name.
Is it really?
Yeah, for CNN. She just walks, she's just in like a, it's not a burqa, but it's the one. A
little scarf.
Yeah, she's got the like.
A niqab?
She's not showing the hair, at least.
The Bene Gesserit or whatever from Dune kind of look.
Yeah, the Reverend Mother.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Is Dune good?
I read the book.
The book was kind
of... You know, I like that movie. People shit on it because it's not really a David Lynch movie. He was sort of just like... I don't know, they had him direct a Dune movie for some reason.
My brother was watching. I kind of want to see it, except what's weird is... Yo, David Lynch loves that Kyle MacLachlan motherfucker, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He was playing like a 14-year-old boy, and he's like a 30-year-old man in that.
He's in all of his shit.
You think you've seen his cock?
Kyle MacLachlan?
David Lynch probably seen his cock at some point.
Yeah.
Even for like a scene that got cut.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything. How
about David Binch?
David Binch? Being a bitch?
David Binch.
Mm-hmm. He's like, a Twitter user from 2011.
Y'all making me pissed off.
No, he just talks like a
bitch. Come on, you making me pissed off. We trying to make a damn movie, man. You making me pissed off, man. He's trying to be by like motherfucking and dream logic, man. It's surreal shit, and y'all doing it too serious. It's not you ain't. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go sit in my trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can see me tomorrow, man. I ain't even trying to. Y'all want to make a movie? You do it on your own damn time. I'm going to my trailer and I'm gonna play Pokemon Sword and Shield on my fucking Switch. Nah, I'm not being a bitch. I'm not being a bitch. You ain't doing the movie damn right.
Wow, I had no idea. That's how a bitch behaves.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
The bitch is so Christmas.
He's like, y'all got too many prisons. I ain't trying to cancel Christmas. I'm just saying, I ain't getting nobody give me damn shit. And you saying I got a bad attitude. I live in a fucking hole in the mountain.
I want pussy from a bitch with a pointy ass nose.
Well, there go your Christmas then. There it go.
Dude, what always struck me is interesting was the bitch from Curb Your Enthusiasm is what, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like just the hottest Who, but just as a regular person.
She does
person.
Have kind of a Who-like face.
Like, wouldn't she just be the baddest Who bitch of all time? You wouldn't have to do anything to her nose. She just would be the hottest Who. I mean, I would fuck her in regular life as well. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't have to be in the Who universe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm just saying. That was kind of an observation of mine.
I always thought a cool,
no, that's
a
pretty
cooler
smart.
Thank you, Adam.
I never thought of it that
thank
way.
Thank you so
as
much.
As a kid would have been
now
the,
I can't
the Grinch that fired a rifle from the mountain into the town on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it's just a story about him killing the Who's.
Nice. You think he would have a powered enough rifle for that?
Yeah, sure. He lives in the mountain. He's green. He's fuzzy. He's got a dog.
He does. All those. Yeah. Everything you're saying is true. It just seems like the mountain was kind of far from the town, isn't it?
Nah, not if you had, you know, one of those like, you know, like the
I guess
sniper rifles from Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
The big, I don't mean like a regular hunting rifle.
Right.
Mm. We're talking
you mean
about,
like a sniper from fucking the movie, was it Wanted? We watched.
Oh, I love that movie.
That movie is
so
sick.
Yeah.
Curving the Bullet.
Curving the Bullet. That's how, if I ever get circumcised, that's how I want to get
circumcised. Surprise. I'm the bad motherfucker.
I'm actually bad.
I'm actually the bad guy at the end of the movie.
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert, everyone. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was.
Sorry, if we didn't want to fuck up the plot.
It's a really good
movie.
Sorry
for ruining that movie from 15 years ago. The Mujahideen.
The Mujahideen that fucked my ass.
The Mujahideen that fucked me in my ass.
You know what? It's fun because it's in play that we're closer to that phrase being uttered on TV than we were 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we completely forgot about
because the Mujahideen are back in the mix, aren't they? Who are they? They're not the Taliban.
No, they were our friends, the Northern Alliance, I thought.
So that's what I'm saying. Now with
the
Taliban.
They were the boy fuckers
that we
squatted
that
up with.
We gave money to fucking buy
the drug dealer boy fuckers.
But I'm saying they're better. They're in the mix probably again because we got the Taliban. We might got to see the Mujahideen again.
Mm-hmm.
The Mujahideen might have to be in the mix.
They might have to come
down.
That's
such a good name, dude.
Yeah, the Mujahideen.
It sounds so good.
Sick. It sounds like it's from Dune.
Mujahideen. Yeah. Well, is it? Who? Dune. I read the first book. It was fucking weird. Mm-hmm. It just felt like the guy just picked races. Like, I
Frank Herbert?
Yeah. It was all just like, I'm going to take real races and real words and just kind of throw them in space.
Yeah.
Because Dune is just Arabs, right?
Yeah, it's just a black guy going into places like, what y'all doing in here?
Yeah.
What y'all doing?
What y'all doing?
Frank Herbert was black?
What y'all doing?
Oh, what y'all doing? I see. I see.
That's it. Yeah. What y'all doing now?
So the book Dune. Yeah.
Y'all making spice?
The book Dune is because a black guy is asking what y'all doing.
What y'all doing in here? You making spice?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's actually just a misspelling.
That boy ate too much spice. Damn, eyes turn yellow.
I turn blue as fuck.
As I turn blue. You got blue eyes.
I need me an Arab bitch with blue ass eyes.
She got blue eyes because she been doing too much with the spice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I would like to fuck an Arab lady with completely blue eyes because it would be, you know.
The dream
like,
is a woman in a burqa, but instead of the eyes, there's a pussy hole cut out.
Wow.
And she's just sort of knocking into shit in the middle of the street.
Does she use her pussy to navigate?
Yeah.
With echolocation?
Yeah.
Boop, boop. She just gets beeps into her pussy and
the
they
Taliban
bounce out.
Really should release a video of a woman like completely covered in a black sheet and there's just a hole for her pussy and he's got an AK-47 in one hand and his hand in the pussy hole just dragging the woman down the street.
And like a glove?
Yeah, and then like a reporter's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm taking her to college so she can learn. And then CNN just plays that video.
Like, wow, the Taliban is committed to
the
women's
Taliban,
rights.
They're reforming.
The Taliban is completely committed to women's rights. Mm. I love that we're supposed to care about that.
About that
CIA plot to make everybody give a shit or want to go back to war in Afghanistan. We're talking about the women.
It's
women. Like, girls aren't allowed to read. It's like, all right, then go do something about it, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
I also love
problem.
I also love how they're like, there's just like a couple pictures of like army guys hugging a toddler. It's like, we've just been fucking up their country for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. One kiss on the cheek to like a kid whose dad you probably fucking, you would, if you saw him on the street, would probably fucking headshot him.
Yeah.
Shit is so funny, dude. But, yeah, they are pretty fucked over there, huh?
I don't know. Not my
problem. It would
be
fucking gay to be an Afghani, dude. At any time in the last 20,
the
Taliban, last like 30,
Taliban
40
right
years.
Now is going around killing all the female police officers.
What, Mrs. Which, Officer?
Yeah, it's like I guess that's probably good, right?
Yeah,
well,
they're cops.
You got to run it through the blue.
If
the
you're
blue
a cab,
lives thing.
If you're going to be a cab, be a cab.
I saw a tweet.
ACAB does not include
this,
the Taliban.
The fucking Taliban. The Taliban killed a female police officer named Nigar. I swear to God. And it's like,
wow, that's really.
How are you supposed to feel about
now?
That?
This is to, that's enough.
You figure out that
Nick's
that
brain like, short circuited for 40 hours. Mm-hmm. He was just out. Which one?
That, well, that's
which
like
way
going,
to do it?
It's
which
like
angle to
going
take?
Going to the door and meeting the architect. And I'm like, what do you mean? Her name was Nigar. He's like, we've done this 6 times.
Oh, I know. I've met a couple girls named. I think it's pronounced Nigar.
Yeah. Oh, is that how it's pronounced?
I know a couple girls from, I think that's a Persian name,
I thought it was a Persian name.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
So there was an Iranian police officer?
Iran.
Well, her name was Nigar.
Nigar.
Yeah, damn, that really is fucking...
I think the way you said it is worse. The first way you guys said it was way worse.
I thought that's how you said it.
No, I said Nigar.
That's
which is how you
bad.
Say the name. That's just how you pronounce the name.
It's just a name.
It's Nigar?
No.
Nigar the Horrible?
Please stop saying it that way. That one's worse.
Why is Nigar worse?
It's just not how you pronounce it, and it's closer to the N. It's closer to the actual, the despicable N.
Yeah. Well, that's what the name means.
I know. It does not mean that. It's not Persian for the N-word. They wouldn't name their daughters
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to name my daughter
the Persian N-word. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Getting Pussy Hour. Nick just stepped out. Nick went to get a snack.
So I just watched the Val Kilmer documentary.
Oh, how was it?
It's really sad.
What happened? He got cancer?
He lost his voice, and then it got worse and worse, and then he found out he had throat cancer.
Fuck.
And he'll never talk.
He'll never talk?
Well,
he's got the fucking the voice box?
Yeah, well, he has to cover a hole in his neck now to talk. But he was talking about, so he's filmed his whole life, and then they make the documentary out of that. And they're showing footage on the scene of Top Gun. But because he was so method, he made the decision to start bullying Tom Cruise just on the set.
That's sick.
So that... Are you... Getting out of wings tonight. She got you jumping off the deck. Shoving in the overdrive. Yeah, but yeah, and then he like goes into it and he's like, I came up...
No one cares. We'll listen to Kenny Loggins.
I wonder how Kenny Loggins came up with that. You know,
the highway to the danger zone.
What?
I'm just kind of. I want to make it harder to edit this
the
out.
Show. Well, no, because they could just take the music out, but we have to be talking during the music, so they lose bits while we play copyrighted material. That's
or if the whole show is, I guess actually let's just go back to playing it.
Yeah.
Here's how you do it.
Oh boy. That was fucking good.
Well, we'll never top that.
That was so fucking funny.
That was really the thing that Adam said.
Yeah.
That was actually, yeah, Adam's thanks best, a lot. Best joke ever. Yeah.
The funniest show and a real indictment of
late capitalism.
Late capitalism. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I finally did it.
You did it, bro.
I appreciate that.
You were funny.
Yeah. I was funny and insightful.
Insightful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I made people feel different.
And straight.
And straight.
And straight and not that Jewish.
Yep.
All positive things.
Yep.
All positive things that you've been striving for.
It's all downhill from here.
Suck me on the danger zone.
That's what I call my balls.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you know what I call my balls? Mr. and Mrs. Delicious.
Really?
That's pretty good, right?
Nah, I don't know, dude. I don't have any female testicles.
Nah, dude. That's
one of your testicles is a bitch.
Yeah,
it's hot. Sort of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Dude, it's funny.
It is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I started watching that movie last night.
I know you did, and here's why you did. Because there's some drama over, like, Brad Pitt. Like, Angelina Jolie was raped by Harvey Weinstein. She told Brad Pitt, and he was like, damn. And he's like, anyways, I got to go meet with Harvey about... We're working on a couple movies.
We're
going to
make Troy,
and
too.
He's like, no, I just told you he raped me. He's like, and I hear you, and that sounds fucking...
That's gay.
It sounds whack to me.
It sounds fucking bogus, if you ask me.
But players got to play.
Players got to play, of course.
You know, you got to...
Miramax, ever heard of them?
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
No one did not get that mad about... Yeah. A fat Jew putting his mangled penis in your wife's pussy.
Have you ever considered that the reason I'm in this movie is because Harvey feels bad about raping you?
Did he really rape Angelina Jolie?
And this is justice. In fact, for me to not be in this movie and continue to work with Harvey Weinstein would be an insult
would
to
be
your
a
sex.
Miscarriage
then
of
the
justice.
Rape would have worked.
Yeah.
Then right? The rape would have worked.
But
and
we're
guess
not
what?
Afraid,
and then
we?
She's mad and he's like, okay, well then let's go a different direction. Maybe I'm method acting for Benjamin Button. And at this point in my life, I would have the brain of an infant. And I think to myself, what would an infant do? And the answer is continue to work in Harvey Weinstein's movie.
Is that really what's going on?
I missed that
completely.
Yeah. Yeah, but now it's like the streaming services are recommending like Mr. and Mrs. Smith because
so
of whatever
funny.
Like background noise there is with Brad Pitt and Angelina
Jolie. I didn't hear that at all. Because
the algorithm's listening.
Yeah,
because
my TV fucking was like, watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And I'm like, oh, because of the rape?
Oh, and Adam fell for it.
Adam fell
for it.
No,
Adam's
no, because...
Adam's what you call a rube.
Mm-hmm. No, Alex recommended it the other day when I saw him. He said it's really
good.
Wow,
yeah, blame a person of color.
Exactly. That's the
for you upholding
the patriarchy.
I didn't
even know he was of color. I don't.
He was like, oh, it was either Alex or some Iranian woman. I can't remember her
name.
I think. I think.
Adam, Nagar. Why were you confused with those two?
Oh, Nagar.
That's so fucked up on
close,
your part.
But
Adam.
No Nagar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of my new podcast. Close, but no Nagar.
And you're like,
in the first episode,
technically, I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it, yeah.
You have a co-host named Nagar that is just
well, you kick
who
her
never
off.
Talks.
Yeah.
She's just there.
Yeah.
Because you're like, technically, she's a co-host.
Yeah, she's like, nup, up, 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 up.
You know what you're... You know you're here to provide cover.
Yeah.
You're sort of a human shield for
you're
me saying...
You're in the room.
For me saying...
I'm Saddam, and you're one of the human shingles I've adorned my roof
a fake
with.
Saddam.
Yeah.
Saddam had a nice
you know what
dude.
I call him is so damn insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Damn.
What the fuck? That's fucking awesome, dude.
Wow. Wow.
You know what I call him?
What's that?
So damn.
So damn insane. He really, he was pretty, he was at, in like the 90s, Saddam really was like in every movie, every like comedy.
He was
there
a
was
great,
always a
yeah.
There was always a fake Saddam.
He's in Lebowski.
That's got to be wild to be like king shit of Iraq for like
in that
30
little
years.
Hole.
And then, yeah, you're just in a hole. Little, you're like, and you're like, this fucking
this
sucks.
This is fucking gay. Dude, if I'm Saddam, I'm getting in a fighter plane and I'm just kamikazing the White House, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just flying it myself and fucking taking out me and G-Dub at the same time.
Yeah, you're not even found by, like, the CIA. It's, like, some like, dickhead from Missouri.
Yeah, some 19-year-old Marine.
It's like, I think I found somebody down here in the well. Is that Mr. Saddam Hussein? Beat it, kid.
He did go out like a G, though. He was he was like, suck my dick. Remember that
video?
That
was one of the first.
Where they were going to hang him. Execution. And he's like, suck my fucking dick. You guys are fucking gay.
He said a lie, walk bar. It was taken on a fucking razor.
That honestly was sick. He was like, I don't give a fuck. America can suck my dick.
That was one of the first.
Send me to hell, you fucking homos. Videos. Yeah. I'm gonna dance with him. The devil in hell. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be great when in 100 years America's fallen and all of those men are martyrs here. Yeah. But our culture has to shift and accept that.
We changed
martyrs.
Mount Rushmore. It's Osama, Saddam.
It won't be a Mount Rushmore. It won't be anything.
Well,
it won't be a fucking goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be
nomads.
Just bartering.
Mm-hmm.
And people like maybe. You taking it too far by being too good at bartering.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, well, maybe it has something to do with their religion.
Yeah, and then being like, you know what? Fuck them. You know, we're going to make them do all the bartering for us because we don't feel like it.
Because
it's unclean for us to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how we get our foot in the door.
Foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then every couple generations, you know, we got to kind of trim the bushes, if you know what I'm saying. Trim the hedges, clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Jews are so funny, dude.
It is very funny what happens to them.
And how old the shit is. Like, it's so funny.
It's the oldest hatred.
It's so old.
And the best, is when it arises from, other...
But I just mean religious, like, group-wise.
The best is when it arises from, like, other sectarian, like, conflict or whatever. Like, it'll be Protestants versus Catholics, and they'll have, like, a big war, and they'll be like, and let's just kill the Jews for good measure.
Just... just a little ceasefire, boys. We're just gonna... like, little bonding exercise.
Yeah, that...
At the end of the
definitely.
Day, we're still... Irish,
yeah.
But let's get these fucking Jews out of here. A little break.
I know we're car bombing each other.
Yeah, a little lunch break to fucking do a little mini genocide.
There are these other guys. There's about 12 of them here in Ireland, and they're just so annoying.
I do love the fact that those two Jews. I mean, I think we've talked
about Afghanistan
the
guys. They're the best.
One
of them's dead.
Were so annoying. Wait, the Taliban got him out of jail.
No, the CIA tried to get him out just now, and he's like. No, I can't. And then someone from Israel, like a rich guy from Israel, tried to get him out and bring him to Israel. And he's like, oh, no way in hell. And they were like, why? And he's like, because if I go to Israel, I have to grant my wife a divorce. So I'm cool here, dude.
I'm just going to chill with
I'm
the Taliban.
Chill I'm chill here.
The Taliban's doing lat pull downs now.
Dude, the Taliban's cool. They let me out of jail for being too annoying.
Yeah,
that's the best story in the world.
It really is the best story of all time.
You know what I would love is one of those macadamia nut cookies.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Yes, sir. I started going to macadamia milk in my coffee sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
really nice treat, bros.
It is really nice.
Really nice treat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind
of
cycle.
They got milks of all types now, bro.
Dude, and that's new. This is like a new thing.
Macadamia is fucking. They're milking every goddamn nut. I mean, cashew, that's some good shit right there. Yeah. I'm all in on
I got to get more cheesecloth for the Vitamix and do some nut experiment.
Your own milks. Respect.
Yeah, because here's what you can't go to the store and get. Like, I guess you just mix them, but like a pecan walnut blend milk.
Yo, they start doing pecan milk, fucking forget about it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's going to taste like pie in a glass.
Roll into the grocery store with a couple of throwing stars and kill the cashiers.
I think that's the only way to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you'll know.
I'm like, sorry, I'm excited.
Fuck. They really don't have... Yeah, you're right. Because even 2 years ago, the idea of macadamia milk would have been a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying
imagine
pecan.
Imagine you coming out of
a
time machine, like a particularly round one. And it's
just a regular shaped one would be fine.
And it's 2016.
In the grand scheme of things, we're similarly
shaped.
And you
go into the grocery store and you're like, do you have any macadamia milk? And they're like looking at you and... The guys on the see you on the security camera and they're laughing in the security
they
office.
Just see me. I don't think I'm that fat that they would laugh at me in America.
Number one stop coming
in
out
America
of,
4 years ago,
coming out of the time machine
to get macadamia
to
milk.
Get macadamia, but you
first
know,
of all,
but you
there
know,
are fatter things for me to do for the purposes of this bit.
I know. I'm just saying that they would not believe that such a thing could. They couldn't conceive of it in 2018.
That's true.
And I know you can say the scientists are working on it, but.
But they don't have that in the stores.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like we just got macadamia nut milk now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell me that these vaccines are safe. Like, oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow, dude. Way to use my own logic against me. Yeah. Way to flip and judo me, dude.
That's a good point. You might have won me over.
Oh, speaking of fatness.
What?
Here's a little,
what the hell kind of segue is that?
Here's a tidbit I learned this week. Mm-hmm. Here's tidbit coming in.
I'm listening.
What do you think the average weight is of an American female?
165 pounds.
180.
176.
Thank you.
Which is 30 pounds heavier than me. The average.
Yeah.
That's insane.
People are fat as hell, A. And also, listen, dude.
That is the average weight.
No, it's going back.
And women are like 5'4".
Give me a 200-pound bitch with big-ass titties.
We're going back the other way, dude. It's all going to be slight fellas like us in the future.
Yeah.
Like medieval times.
Slight and big bitches.
Yeah.
That's the way. That's the future.
There's always going to be
just I'm going to have a little lilt, and I'm going to have like a halberd or something I lean on, and I have a 300-pound bitch. And we're both dressed like clowns. And I'm like, welcome to the future, and I say the N-word because it'll be fine
by that point.
Because
we're
society
all
is chill.
Yeah.
We're all one people.
Soft A, N-word, dressed like a clown, big bitch, halberd.
Mm-hmm. Dressed like a fucking rosy ass cheeks, white ass, looking
big,
like Queen Elizabeth.
Frilly collar.
Wait, was that her name?
Yeah, there were several queens. Yeah,
the original Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, that
was
a whole
bitch.
Bunch, dude.
But she was the bitch. You know, the
Elizabeth one. Yeah,
with she had the clown
the
collar,
clown shit,
and white face.
She was a clown.
She didn't get cock
bitch.
Right. She was like probably
She never fucked.
She was sneaky on the lesbo tip. Probably.
No, I think she was molested, and because of being molested by someone like Earl or
she
Duke,
became a
she
pedophile.
Was like afraid of men.
Classic.
Yeah.
Still, wouldn't that mean she dipped her fucking toes in some pussy? Mm-hmm.
I don't think she
You'd
did.
Think so.
No.
I think that happens a lot when people get molested. They switch up.
Mm.
Or they go the same way, I guess it's.
They become molesters.
Yeah.
The student becomes the
master. The student becomes the teacher.
What was cool is Richard II and Philip Augustus of France were gay with each other.
That is sick.
And they would, and Philip was gay with Richard II to undermine Richard II's father before he was king.
He turned your son gay, bro.
He literally turned out his son gay. Yeah.
He turned that boy pussy.
Dick so good. You get dick so good, you upend the dynasty.
Yeah.
Respect to fucking Philip or whoever the fuck did it. I read some book a while ago about the early ass English kings, and they were all being gay as hell.
Which ones?
I don't fucking remember, dude. I read books
Nick's
to go to sleep.
Nick's got a book right here. The history.
I read
of
books to go to sleep.
English.
Oh, wait a second. Is that the one I read?
Is read it that? This book?
Robert, I don't know.
It looks like a fat. It looks like you made a nice dent in it.
I read it on fucking on my fucking e-reader.
Mm.
So I don't. You know.
Yeah, history is very funny,
dude. Here's the thing. I love reading books. Now I leave my phone out of the fucking room and I read a book. I don't absorb any of it.
Yeah.
But it helps my brain shut off.
Yeah. Well, you absorb the parts that are funny. I mean, that's
kind of like I remember there was a big fat redheaded king in like the 1100s that was getting cock all day.
Yeah.
And they were all like ethnically all this weird concept of English didn't even fucking exist. They were French guys and shit
Well, right now they're Germans, the Windsors.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so fucked.
And your boy Prince Philip was Greek.
Don't say Prince. He's not my boy. He's
your
not
cousin,
Greek.
Dude.
He's not fucking Greek, bro. Chill.
He was
born on the Isles, but that motherfucker's not Greek.
I mean, they're all
He's
cousins,
ugly.
Yeah.
He's not hot enough to be Greek, if you ask me.
Dude, he went out looking like a fucking piece of
And he
ass.
Was laying pipe on his cousin. That's not our type of shit, bro. We don't fuck our cousins.
Yeah, they fuck dogs and children.
No, we fuck hot girls or goats.
They fuck geese and children.
No, that was ancient Greece. Now we fuck hot bitches or livestock.
Dude,
that's how the fuck we get down. You guys, we've talked about that documentary where they fuck donkeys, right? For the Vice documentary?
Donkey Kong. Why the fuck is he called Donkey Kong?
Yeah, it really bothered me as a kid.
Yeah,
no, it's not a donkey.
No, it didn't. You never thought about it.
It's not a donkey.
You never thought about it.
All right, Nick,
don't
just
pretend,
made me realize that.
Don't pretend they fucked you up as a kid. As a kid, you were like, this game rocks.
It's clearly a Diddy, but that is not a donkey.
Diddy Kong, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, as a kid, I was just like...
Diddy is really well
I was like, I guess I just don't know what a donkey is.
Yeah. I never thought about it. I was just, I accepted it.
You accepted mm-hmm. the word. It just I don't washed give a fuck. Over you.
Yeah, who cares what it's named?
That game was mad fun.
It was a great game, dude.
Which one? Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah, so sick.
I was playing it on Switch the other day.
The game, the
it looked so good for the time.
Level that you the go
music
backwards.
Has, the music is so fucking sick.
The water level, beautiful.
Wait, what do you mean the level where you go backwards?
Where you're getting chased. Oh, no, that's Crash Bandicoot. You're getting
SMH,
chased.
Brother.
All right, man.
I got Gash Bandicoot for PS4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where you get pussy?
Dude, Adam's
Gash
family.
Bandicoot?
Yeah, I was doing it, yeah. I was Adam's playing a game growing up called Cash Bankacoot. that's what he played.
Really? Is that what you played,
Cash
Adam?
Bank account.
Cash Bank account? Is that what you played?
Yeah, it was just a spreadsheet. The graphics
it was Excel.
Playing Excel as a kid.
I'm going to go play Excel in my room. I hate this family.
So well, I guess it's time for the economy corner. Check in. Jobs report. Mm-hmm. Pretty disappointing this week as Biden's economy only adds 235,000 jobs. Americans are turning more and more to sucking dick.
To sucking cock for cash.
To sucking dick for cash. Yeah, is the economy good, bad?
I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We're going to have to
You're asking me, brother.
We're going to have to get jobs.
Pretty soon.
People aren't going back to work. It's going to be on us to go out there and fucking...
Stimulate the shit?
Stimulate the shit, dude. We're going to have to get jobs at Best Buy.
I'm getting the job at a deli counter. Mm-hmm. All the fucking sliced meat I want.
I'm getting extensive plastic surgery.
I'm getting a job at Best Buy, and I'm going to start talking like this. Like, right away. Be like
Nestor.
Yeah. No, just you put like just a little bit of stink on it so they can't tell what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Tell. That's
no.
I remember that guy, dude.
It's just only a little bit. It's not like too far.
Yeah, it's there was always a kid in high school that was like
But go ahead and try and accuse me of something and see what happens when I talk to HR.
It's a California.
Yeah, you know what you're getting actually the more you're doing it, the better you're getting at it.
Oh yeah.
You're dialing it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you talk
wait until I do this voice and then I'm being questioned by HR and I bring up my friend Nigar from Iran. And wait till you see the look on their faces.
I'd like to see them.
Well, you get mad at me, but you don't get mad at Nigar.
And they're like, no one here works. No one here with that. It works
here
with that name.
She works at Pretzel Time on the other side of the Atlantic Terminal.
Nigar must have had a lot of fun with substitute teachers. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. Calling out the role.
Mm-hmm. Just to look at it and be like, boy, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Faggot. is it Eric? That's it. Eric. And it's Eric Faggot. It's Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas. So you're here? Okay, the next one, Faggot.
That's a good character.
Mm-hmm. Steph Faggot.
Lenny.
Gar. let me see if I get this right. Stephanie Garfield. Stephanie Garfield? That's it, yes. Stepha Niggerfield.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry,
you got to go back and beep that one out.
I'm new to substitute teaching.
That's at 53 minutes. You have to go back and beep that
no
one out.
No one's listening at this point in the show.
No, they're listening.
The three people still listening to this episode? And I said Stepha Niggar.
He was, listen, man, that
Stepha Niggerfield.
Just go back and beep it.
Niggerfield.
Just go back and beep a lot of these, actually.
No, I already said close but no Nigar, so...
No, but that's the name.
Yeah, Stephanie Garfield.
If you said it like that...
I did say it like that. Though. I changed the tempo...
You didn't.
...to put a little sort of jazz in
it. Let me tell you, you didn't say it
like that. We'll revisit
it
in post.
He's not going to
beep
it.
I'm not revisiting anything in post. I know my fucking rules and my principles. And I know what I said.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, listen back to it. It was close. It could be clipped pretty nicely. And I know you're really worried about that.
Yeah, right.
I know you're really fucking motherfucking worried
about
that. Oh,
no. My management might drop me. And my agent might stop calling me 4 years ago. Oh, no.
I know.
Everyone I've worked with in the entertainment industry might have a pretty negative opinion of me. and I might have zero chance of ever being staffed on a TV show ever again. Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a my fucked up thing if that happens.
Damn, that would be terrible. And even worse, it would be because of my own doing, and the last nail in the coffin wouldn't be Shane Gillis getting fired, which had literally nothing to do with me. And that's when I got the phone call that it would be best if we remained friends but went separate ways professionally. Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, you guys are probably really good motherfucking
friends.
We
were great friends, dude.
Hanging out all the time.
Actually, I did. I do still kind of like my, the, whatever. It's just business.
That's business.
Yeah, I get it.
Dude, it's not it's fucking business.
I tell you what, I don't like the
sugar.
I don't like the sugarcoating because it's an insult to my intelligence.
Yeah.
But
you're a very smart guy.
If the conversation had just been, yeah, obviously we can never put you on. You can never.
Obviously, you can never.
You're never
succeed in a regular way
with the Shane thing, because Shane's like relatively tame, I guess, compared to what you could pull out of.
Oh yeah, Bill Maher.
Yeah,
that one is really the fuck out there.
Yeah, but Bill Maher kept his job.
No, I mean when he dropped it.
Yeah,
the episode we did. Remember the opening?
I do remember. That's what I'm saying.
It was really funny.
That would preclude me from work.
Yeah,
and all
Bill Maher
all
gets
Bill
to
Maher
be on
had
HBO.
To do, all Bill Maher had to do was just have Chameleonaire on and be like, you know.
I apologize for riding
I was
dirty.
I was describing a woman named Stephanie Garfield.
Dude, that still is so funny. He thought he could do a house beep.
Yeah.
House versus field. Joke.
Yeah.
And the guy's like,
you know me, I'm a house.
God damn.
And we're going back and forth to the guy's face, and yeah, he's just like completely blank expression. And then cut back to Bill, and he's still saying it. And then back to the other guy, and then back to Bill.
Yeah, for some reason, sound is working that way. it's only when you see the guy that you can hear him.
But that show is
Bill Maher just still has his mouth open.
it's just only open, not moving.
Right. And then we go back to the black guy, and there's like goo that you recognize as sound waves like dripping off of his face. Just he's like melting under the weight of the N-word. And Bill, back to Bill Maher.
God
damn. And he's turning purple. And he's still just. He's just blasting out of his mouth.
Oh, fuck. What were you going to say, Adam?
Well, that show's like pre. I had nothing to say. No, that show's pre-taped. It's just crazy.
I know.
It's crazy they posted that.
They didn't edit that. Awesome. Bill Maher fucking, that is so funny.
He's still on the air.
He's still doing
it. He's still crushing it.
Yeah.
We should have gone to a taping when we were.
I know. We got free tickets when we were on Venice Beach.
We fucked up, dude.
We really fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I sent you guys that picture when I was walking around LA, and I saw the apartment complex we were staying at, and our old trusty Erewhon,
mm-hmm,
where we probably spent $400 in like 4 days.
Yeah,
on.
But you know what? We also got $400.
I remember acting a fool in there.
Yeah, we were off in the Erewhon.
Yeah.
Going off in the Erewhon.
I was so miserable, dude, because you guys were just on vacation.
Yeah, you were getting fat.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind getting fat. It was just I enjoyed the job that I had. But I hated being forced to stay in L.A.
Mm-hmm. You hate L.A.
Yeah, and I really felt imprisoned, especially when you guys left, and I just had to, and they extended my contract, which was good, but it was also like, you know, another 13 weeks in Los Angeles.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know, though. The fucking weather's nice. I was over there for a couple days in between Seattle and Utah,
because
I was like, I didn't want to fly all the way back to
New
York.
Yeah, the weather's nice. It's a vibe. It's just L.A. is like a...
Oh, yeah, it's a...
There's
the awful...
evil...
There is definitely a fucked up, like, everyone is so desperate.
Yeah.
And everyone would fucking murder you to advance their career 100%. One iota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the weather's nice. There's a ton of hot.
It's great to visit, dude. I love you go mm-hmm. drive.
They got the Korean barbecue.
PCH, sit and watch the sunset. You think
it's really nice?
I do that every couple of years, and I check in with myself and what I've accomplished. And you go, yep, nothing.
And then, doesn't feel good.
Doesn't, yeah.
Even though on paper it's going solid.
Who cares?
I hate myself.
Nah, when I'm at what is it? Point Mugu.
I don't know.
Point Mugu. I think that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah, Point Mugu.
Is that where the seafood restaurant is?
Up the PCH. There's a couple.
Point Loma? Where's that? Whatever.
Whatever. I can't wait to fucking move to Hollywood, to become Hollywood Halkius, dude. I'm going to move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to get extensive plastic surgery.
It's up to PCH in Ventura.
Nice.
Let me see if I can find a picture. It's very pretty. There's a big rock.
Nice, dude.
You know what I'm talking about when you drive up the PCH towards Ventura?
I don't think I've ever driven up the PCH.
There's that one beach.
This place.
Pussy Cove. It's really nice.
Yeah, so I stop by that rock and I look at the ocean.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually there with some woman that I don't care for anymore.
Where it's been over for 6 months.
It's been over in your head for 6 months.
Yeah. Somehow you still live together.
Yeah. Almost invariably, that's how it goes. And I go, damn, I'll never be happy. But this is about, I guess this
but
is
for
what,
this moment,
a
nice
this
place.
Is what people are describing when they say happiness.
Yeah.
That's overwhelming surreal, negativity brother. Is being held at is at bay
yeah.
by this nice rock
mm-hmm.
and the fact that I can't hear this woman talking because of the waves.
And one day I'll get a little catamaran and I'll sail out into that ocean and I'll put a gun in my mouth. And they'll say he died at sea.
Yeah. And you'll light the boat on fire right before you shoot yourself in the head and give yourself a Viking
funeral. I'm going to be waiting on the rock with a fucking bow and arrow that's on fire.
Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
And then just as soon as I hear the gun go off, mm-hmm. I throw the fucking arrow. Mm-hmm. You burn up. I cry. I'm like, yep. Nick died at sea.
Just 15 feet from the shore. His families.
Yeah.
Just my flaming corpse. Coming.
You're like, ah!
You can't get
I missed a
you
shot!
Can't get my past brain, the waves.
My brain leaking out. I'm on fire just destroying some infant sandcastle. Just screaming and crying.
Help me!
No, I'm dead. It's a dead body. Horrifying. So the shark comes by and rips off my bathing suit. My penis is just... In the mom's face while she's trying to gather her child. My dick's on fire. It's burnt. She gets a permanent burn of a penis and balls on her face. And they're like, he died at sea. He died. He died doing what he loved.
Wow.
At sea.
Being at sea.
Being in the ocean. All right, goodbye.